Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's get right to it. On the phone is former general manager, vice president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants, and he's the newest member of the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. Let's welcome in Brian Sabian. Hey, Brian, thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
I can't thank you enough for having me on. It was great to be back in the Bay. I'm still in the hotel trying to recount all the people I met and I hadn't seen in a long time. Special group, actually having a coffee now with Chris Byrne, my close friend, who was my presenter. And just incredible to think that I'm part of this Hall of Fame, which is really for the athletes, not necessarily for folks like me, but to add to my family legacy, and I'm happy for my family.
Yeah,
very humbled and cherished the event.
Yeah, my partner, Daryl the Guru Johnson, was there, and he said it was a great event, and everybody had a good time. So congratulations, you know, from here. Let me ask you this. You know, in 2015, this town was electric. It was all Giants all the time. The ballpark was a scene. The fans knew when the team played. They knew who pitched. How did you consciously try to incorporate the fans in what you were doing as an organization?
Well, I think what was fortuitous, and it was the vision of Peter McGowan and the ownership group that saved the franchise from moving to Tampa, was the new stadium. It became, you know, a destination, a landmark. We were very fortunate my first year to go from worst to first and win the division. And that was even before the referendum, the vote, and then eventually with Willie Brown's vision, was able to get the stadium. So, you know, first we built the team that was going to be, I think, the foundation of what was to come. And I have very fond memories of those early teams. Our first 8 years under Dusty, we finished first or second, or Dusty and Felipe, in the division. So I think it went hand in hand with turning the franchise around, as well as the new ballpark, and the fans came out in droves. And you remember all the sellouts.
Brian, I hope I don't scare you. As my partner mentioned, I was in there last night and I was watching you, and I just want to, you know, congratulate you. There was command of the room. I don't even know if you know, people were flocking to you. And I was telling my partner, man, we missed that guy. I just like to ask you, with what you built here and the legacy that you are a part of, a couple months back, there was some talk about, you know what, San Francisco playing for the Giants is not a destination. And a lot of people were throwing rocks at the city, and a lot of fans were upset at that. If you don't mind me asking, when you heard that, what went through your mind? Because that wasn't the case when you were here.
Well, it pains me more so because I spent 30 years here. And I go back to 2000 when we opened the ballpark. I actually had an apartment that whole time until I left the organization at 88 King Street, right across the street where a lot of players and eventually Felipe and Boch lived. And, you know, we really brought up our families and our children in the city. They get to experience the greatness of Northern California and the city of itself. I always said that I thought San Francisco was a combination of, and I don't know why I think this, of Boston and Chicago. You know, very vibrant, walkable, different cultures, different neighborhoods, different climates, very unique place. So I cherish the time here, and this is where we made our bones, and the rest is history.
Brian Sabian joining us on 95.7 The Game, former general manager and vice president of baseball operations for the Giants, and he's the newest member of the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. You know, kind of where the Giants are right now, you know, since this team made the playoffs in 16, they've only gone to the postseason once. Is that simply the price of a dynasty?
Well, as we know, there are ebbs and flows in sports and as organizations go. You know, it's tough, one, to stay at the top of the heap, let alone competitive and irrelevant. And people forget that after our eight-year run, which was 97 through 2003, we kind of went into a flatline situation until we produced our own players and got back in the saddle with a good 09 season and finished a couple games out of the wild card. And then 10 was the first stepping stone of the 3-5. So it's not easy in sports today because it's so competitive. It's not easy in baseball because I believe every year it's a shotgun start. And, you know, our secret sauce became signing and developing our own players, and that was really the core of those teams.
Brian, I got to be honest with you here. I talked to a lot of diehard Giant fans, and we know a lot of these athletes, what make them go is ego. And I think that happens also with executives. So the Giants can have a new regime. They decide, you know, Bruce Bochy, they part ways. And he goes and wins another World Series with another team after winning three for his old team. For a diehard Giant fan, Brian, that says, you know what, that's a bad look. Can you understand that?
Well, I can, but I just go with our tenure or my experience. I don't know another sports organization that was so lucky or fortuitous to have people like Dusty, Felipe, and Boch and managers, all guys that were a cut above, I mean, you know, different personalities, different ways of approaching the game. So, especially with Boch, the 3-5, tough act to follow. It's like following, you know, Saban or Bear Bryant, and that's not an enviable task. I was a little bit surprised as a friend that he was willing to get back in the saddle because he was loving life in Nashville, and I think his wife, Kim, enjoyed having him home, but you know, as it turned out, Texas, their owner and GM came for a visit, and by the time they were ready to leave the house or get out of town, they had signed into a 3-year contract, which, you know, tickles my, you know, heart because we need people like this still in the game. Dusty, because of his run in Houston, thank God, is a Hall of Famer, and he deserves to be, you know, without the Houston part of his career on the resume. And, you know, the other amazing thing, if you think about who I mentioned, starting with the manager, you got Dusty as a Hall of Famer. Felipe's a Hall of Fame person, let alone if there was a special category for a player and a manager, he'd certainly been it. Boch is a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Barry Bonds is going to be a Hall of Famer. Boch is going to be a Hall of Famer. So we led a charmed life, and we really raised the bar. That, unfortunately, is a tough act to follow.
Yeah, Brian Sabian joining us on 95.7 The Game, former vice president of baseball ops for the Giants. He's the newest member of the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. Brian, you were the longest tenured GM in Giants history. You were there about two decades. And did you ever, during that two decades, I know you probably had a philosophy, but did you ever pivot in another direction during that time and say maybe there's another way to go about this?
Well, the first pivot, unfortunately, for me personally, was having to trade Matt Williams. And the storyline behind that is Matt and Barry were making half our payroll going into the 97 season. And we had to sit down with ownership when we explained, Ned Colletti and I, that we couldn't operate in this fashion. If we wanted to get out of the second division, we had to spread the wealth with the payroll. And unfortunately for Matt, and, we know his career in San Francisco and how much he's been loved, became the casualty of having to trade him to Cleveland. But that was the first stepping stone to what became, kind of the building block that we needed. And, I look back and I think all of us kind of regret the missteps. Or what keeps you up at night is like the 2002 Game 7 of the, Angel World Series.
Right.
The 13 team that, we thought was in decent shape after winning the 12, that flatlined. And, these jobs are collaborative more than it's a one-man band. That's what I cherish the most. We had so much connectivity between ownership through Larry Barrett, the baseball ops, my office, the manager, whoever that was, the coaching staff. And believe it or not, there really wasn't any infighting or finger-pointing here through the good, the bad, and the ugly, and obviously the greatness.
Brian, as a Bay Area sports fan, we're spoiled. We got the Warriors, obviously the 49ers. And I'm just curious, do you still see the Bay as San Francisco as a baseball town? And if not, how do you get back to being that?
Well, first and foremost, I said this last night, before I got here, that this was a sports town. And now it's kind of on steroids because of the history of the teams and their dynasties they're in. And correct me if I'm wrong, first it was the A's 3 in a row, then the Oakland Raiders, then you had the 49er run, and you had the Warriors kind of concurrent with our situation. I always said that I don't know that anybody in the country really understood or appreciated Bay Area sports, not only for the great teams and franchises, but the amazing athletes, because the damn sport and most sports are East Coast-centric. So I got to experience it firsthand, and Lord knows when I took over, we weren't very relevant. We had to change that. And as Ned Colletti, also one of my presenters, mentioned last night, that I think that 97 team cemented that, we really were going to make a conscientious effort to keep up with the Joneses, the other sports teams in the Bay.
Let me ask you this, Brian, and then we'll let you go. I know probably got a lot going on today. You mentioned the Matt Williams trade, and I'm always curious. You knew that trade was going to be a tough one. How much did you either talk about or factor in before the trade, if at all, what the fans' reaction was going to be?
Well, we had no choice. I think, there was going to be no soft landing. And then, frankly, it was a bear personally. I'm talking about death threats at home, death threats from, the office phone, which, I came from the Yankee organization. I'm an East Coaster, a New England, person as I grew up. So I'm used to the noise. But I look back, I don't know anybody could have anticipated the fallout, but unfortunately, we were stuck in the mud, and if we didn't do something bold, we might have still been stuck in the mud.
Interesting. Hey, thanks so much for joining you. I still remember you referencing the Lunatic Fringe. Remember that?
Well, what's interesting, I don't know if there was a free agent at hand, and I might be screwing up the story. It might have been Guerrero.
It was. It was Vlad. Vladimir
Guerrero. Montreal. And as you know, Felipe managed Guerrero. Well, we had information through Felipe and people in the game that Guerrero wasn't coming to San Francisco. And it was kind of coming out of left field that, you know, he was going to be the next big free agent. We knew that wasn't, you know, true internally. And it was really a side conversation, I thought, that I was having with Henry Schulman that became part of his story that he wrote. And I made that comment more so because, you know, when you're living it on the inside and you know what's real versus imagined, and the people on the outside really don't have a glimpse of that or aren't included in, you know, the decision making, you know, some storylines or kind of way of the world develops on the outside looking in that, you know, might not be as relevant to the situation, or certainly wasn't going to happen. Not necessarily a poor choice of words. I've used that term in the past, but I really thought that, you know, that the desire, the comment about Guerrero perhaps coming to San Francisco was, you know, from people that really didn't understand the dynamics of what was going on with the franchise at that time.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Hey, Brian, thank
Congrats,
you so
man.
Much for your time. Really appreciate it. Congratulations on last night. And I think I can speak for a lot of Giants fans when I say we miss you out here.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Well, I miss the Bay. It's good getting back. And hopefully I'll be back for the 2014 reunion in August.
Great. Thank you, Brian.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, that's Brian Sabian, former general manager and vice president of baseball ops for the San Francisco Giants.
So he's still working right now.
Yeah.
Oh boy, God, man, I could hear him talk all day, man.
He's got an affinity for this area, doesn't he?
Man, the lunatic for that was a good pull by you.
I remember that like it was yesterday, and I remember it was Vladimir Guerrero.
Yeah.
I remember that like it was yesterday. All right. We had Brian Sabian on, and one of the things we talked about before Brian came on, because he was the central part of it, is 6-8 years ago, the San Francisco Giants were the toast of this town. This city was electric with interest over the San Francisco Giants. The ballpark was jumping. We knew the players. Mm-hmm. We knew when the Giants played. We knew who they played. We knew who the starting pitcher was. We knew when the day game started in the afternoon on the weekdays. And my question to Giants fans, because it feels like this team's in a little bit of a malaise right now and interest is waning. What happened? What happened for this city to lose interest in the San Francisco Giants? We just heard Brian Sabian. You know, what was it about Sabian that was a part of this? 888-957-9570 is the number. The bottom line is I'm looking for reasons why the San Francisco Giants have gone from running this town to the third wheel, Goo.
Wow. I'm just looking at their win total since 16. Tony.
Okay.
64 wins in 17, 64-98, 73-89 in 18, 77-85 in 19. And then in 2020, the COVID shortened year, 29-31, lost that series to the Rockies at the end at home. And then 2021 was the anomaly, Stoney, 107-55. And that's where I want to park the car. So you don't feel like that was.
No.
I thought it was. Stoney, the place was, I guess what I'm asking you is, what are you judging then? Because the place was packed after not being packed, you know, the COVID year, and we understand what went into that. But Stoney, I thought the electricity was back,
and
they just ran into the wrong team.
No, I disagree. I disagree. I don't necessarily think that, and listen, I'm not a Giants fan. So Giants fans can weigh in here at 888-957-9570. I don't think 2021 resonated at all in comparison to what was going on here in 2014 and 2015.
Well, that's a different story. Well, then you're right.
Well,
there.
The other thing is, you can't. This is what I'm a firm believer in. You can, if you have a great year, you can capture some fans, but it's a long term thing. Mm. If you want to build a bond with your fans, that takes years and years and years. Mm. And listen, Sabian had his ups and downs, and they lost the series in 2002, and they didn't have some great years after that. But he made a connection to this city that it feels like Farhan Zaidi has not made. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Mo. Mo's in West Oakland. Hey, Mo, how you doing, man?
Hey, gentlemen, how you guys doing, man?
Doing well.
Right. Listen, I'm gonna bring this around, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, man, I was a Raiders fan, but I had A's collectibles. I was a Raiders fan, but my first experience with baseball was at a Giants game. There was a time when baseball was it. It didn't even matter if your team was winning or losing. These stadiums was packed out, right? And we going through this great experience. You had some of the best eras in baseball between the time. I'm only 53, so I can only say between the mid-70s and up until the early 90s. And then all of a sudden, we hear this strike, right?
Mm.
And only thing I can see from baseball from that point on, the way it did its fans, when baseball was really going to a height we had not seen, right? And the strike came. And then the fans of baseball, they just felt so, like, just betrayed. So since then, I'm seeing this like this, and excuse me for anybody who got cancer, but this slow, cancerous death in baseball. If you're not winning, people are not coming. But before that time, to me, I'm not saying I'm right, but before that time, to me, it didn't really matter if your team was going in the playoffs, if they were the talk of the town and the talk of the world. People were coming to watch baseball. But since that strike, if your team is not making noise, if they don't have somebody in a home run race or something like that, or record is being broken, man, baseball has been dying ever since. And the Giants are victims of a time where if you're not winning, they're not coming. Once the Giants start winning again, they'll start coming again. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Mo.
Thanks, Mo. Appreciate it, man.
Well, they're coming. I'm 11th in attendance, Donnie.
That's not good enough for the fourth biggest market in the country.
But I guess
and
my
nobody's
point
going to the team across the street.
Well, that's for sure.
They're
not winning right now.
There's no way to sugarcoat this.
No,
can I put you on the spot?
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You do it every day, 2 hours a week.
The Giants during their heyday. Posey was the catcher, Belt at first.
Yeah.
Scudero was the second baseman. Crawford was at short. They had Lincecum, Kane. Let me ask you a question. Who was on that 2021 team for the Giants?
Darren Ruff. I just remember all the pitching on Ruff from him. I get what you're saying. The point already, I got it. But This is such a big and complex answer, Stoney. I really believe the death of the sport has something to do with it. But when I turn on the Dodger games and the Padre games, and Evan had a great point, I'm like, the Padres feel like a party. He said, "Goo, they're the only one in town."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, but what about the Yankees and Dodgers? That's the model I'm trying to duplicate here in the Bay, and Sabian had it.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking San Francisco Giants right now. They got swept by the Philadelphia Phillies. They're six games under, and
they just look lethargic.
It figured to be a good conversation on the day after Brian Sabian's induction into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame. And he was the architect of the Giants 3 World Series. And my question to Giants fans or a Giant fan out there who's lost interest.
Wow.
Because there's a million reasons.
We haven't heard from too many that said they're done.
Why has this fan base lost interest in the San Francisco Giants. There's got to be more than one reason. Is it because this organization or this front office is yet to make a connection with the fans? Is it because ticket prices? But how did the San Francisco Giants go from man? They were like the Boston Red Sox fans.
Go ahead. I thought you was going Theo Epstein
back then. It was just Giants hats, Giants gear.
Well, how much of this is? I'm asking you from a personal standpoint. Just say you're not feeling Farhan. You wouldn't walk away from the game and the
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The pleasure of watching the everyday. Well, you know, because I think there's some. They need a new Sabian. They need a new Bochy. And no shaded bow mail, Stoney. But I'm wondering how much of that is part of the problem.
I mean,
when you're not filling the dude that's out, the Bob Myers, he was presidential. Your Lynch, he's a former player, so I feel like, you know, it's easier for him, Stoney. But how much of it is people are turned off by Farhan? Because I watched that guy not work the room yesterday, and I hope I'm not coming across unfair. But Stoney, he just didn't, there were no Sabian vibes.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giants fans, what has caused this malaise that's taken 6 to 8 years, and how do you get out of it? 888-957-9570 is the number. We're back to talk.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Goo, before the break, you asked me, and what we're talking about here is the San Francisco Giants and what's happened to that organization over the last 6 or 8 years and how they go from the number one organization in the Bay, essentially, and the franchise that ran this town to the third wheel right now, and they're not even close to the 49ers or the Golden State Warriors. And Goo, you asked me, how much do I think it's Farhan Zaidi? And I think that's a part of it. And I think there's a million different things. But to me, it's mostly about the product they've put on the field since 2016. Mm. It hasn't been good enough. It just hasn't. And you don't know. There is absolutely something to be said for they don't have players on the team that acquire a lot of tenure. That's why I guarantee you. You know, it's funny. Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's going to be the face of the franchise because he's got a 6-year deal. So, I think that's what Giants fans, in essence, want to get behind. You look at Blake Snell and Matt Chapman, those guys have good years. they're probably not going to be Giants next year. So how do you, my thing is how do you get behind that and develop some everyday players and pitchers who capture the interest of this city?
Well, we're seeing one with Harrison. I know Black came up and had 5 earned runs yesterday, but again, Stoney, I just go to Luciano, Casey Schmidt, and last year when we got a glimpse, Matos, when they were playing every day. And again, it starts there. If you're going to tell me why the era of Buster Posey and company was so successful, a big part of it was they were homegrown.
No doubt.
And the funny part about the anomaly I bring up, where I told you, Stoney, I felt like there was action in the Bay with 107. There was no face. It was older guys, you know. They were at the end, the back nine, but it was Platoon City, Charlie Sheen. And people liked it when it was working. I mean, they need to do a 30 for 30 on that season, Steiny. Every move Kapler made or the computer, it came up daisies. But I'm just telling you, I don't know what you do. I'm not mad at who leads, Steiny. I like watching him play. I don't know if he's a star, but Matt Chapman and Snell, like, just think about it. You get Snell, and you got to endure. He comes with the accolades, right? He got the Cy Young. And you're thinking, okay, game one, he's going to be Roger Clemens, but we know he didn't have basically a spring training. And your luck is, I guess, so bad right now that we all got to wait on the good Blake Snell. You know what I mean? Hopefully.
If he ever comes.
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm watching the division, the Padres. Good God, Steiny. They just added an all-star hitter, a former batting champ. You got the Dodgers and what that thing is. And, oh, do I need to remind you, even though Arizona's off to a slow start, they were in the World Series last year.
Yeah. 888-957-9570.
I can't wait to run this by Dibs and Willard. I listen to the show every day, but like Stoney, this is a mega problem.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's happened to the Giants and why don't they run this town anymore? I mean, I get it. It's because they're not very good. But how did they get to this point? And how do they get it back? Is it possible? Is it possible to get that back? That's the other question I have. Or do you think it's gone for good?
Let's
the magic, the connection. That's what it is to me, the connection. How do they reestablish the connection to the fans? Let's go to James in Fremont. What's going on, James? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Oh, hey.
Love this topic. I'm was a longtime A's fan. Now I'm a Giants fan, easy as that. But what gets me about the Giants and really what I think it all comes down to is, like Guru kind of was saying, they want to be talked in the same sentence as the Yankees and Dodgers, but you got to spend the money like the Yankees and Dodgers. You can't do it on nothingness. You know, cha-cha bowls and stuff in the stadium sells for only so long. But to the more core of why the Giants are taking the back seat, it's pretty simple. Warriors championships, Niners in the Super Bowl, that's easily deterred me from the Giants, why would I, spend so much time on the Giants when the Warriors are going off? I mean, look at, we're deep into May and you guys don't do nothing but talk about the Warriors every day, right? Every single day we got to get force-fed the Warriors. But if the Giants would open up, anyway, that, if the Giants would just open up they had the greatest opportunity this offseason. Ohtani should be a Giant. With the Asian community in the Bay Area, with the fans, that would have put the butts in the seat, man. They should have done anything. But, it's over with now. But, looking in, them not spending any money, it's useless, man.
Let me give you this. They've tried to spend the money. They just couldn't close the deal. And I blame Farhan. Even if some of the moves that you wanted to make looked like they would have been bad moves, It's not them holding the wallet. You got to close the deal.
You keep on giving more money.
Yeah.
You got to add more money to it. Obviously, the money wasn't there, you know, and the money was not there for these guys. And that's a big time for the Giants. You know, it's tough for those guys right now. You know, look at the market, too. It's, I mean, baseball isn't exactly hitting home runs all over the place right now. You know, I mean, it's what they've done with the rules has gotten me back watching it more. You know, 2 hour games, I'm all into that. But not the Giants got to spend money, man. They just got to spend the dough.
Thanks, James. I mean, they got a $200 million payroll, which is the 10th highest.
And they win got some guys, Stani, here late. Snail wasn't cheap.
Is that good enough?
Well, $200 million. It happened, people were excited. I don't think I'm going too far with that. It's like, oh, okay, got a new center fielder. You got Cy Young from last year in the National League. You got Soler. The guy can hit the
right.
What's the guy, Serrano from Major League? Because that's who he reminds me of. When he hits it, it's going to the Coke bottle and left. Or Stani.
But how much Chapman, is it? They didn't get Otani.
They didn't get
Aaron Judge.
No doubt. That man.
So.
Life goes on, though, Stoddy. You got to go to plan B, plan C.
Yeah, and that's what Giants fans aren't signing up for, apparently.
I like Harrison pitching, Stoddy. I don't think he's been a disappointment in his young career.
Well, you can pick out bright spots.
Oh, right.
But who do you get behind if you're a fan? You can only get behind a Logan Webb and a Jung Hoo Lee right now, who's under contract for 6 years. Maybe Duvall, but the bottom line is everything's too temporary with this team.
And you're right, Stani. They don't have a Steph Curry right now.
Not even
they
close.
They don't have a Deebo Samuel or a Brock Purdy.
Do they have a Klay Thompson or Draymond Green? Wow. I don't think they do. Wow. Connor's in San Leandro. Hey, Connor, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys, it's going well. Thanks for kind of focusing the fan base on this really important time in the Giants' development. Listen, I feel like, I mean, Brock Purdy is exactly who I want to see coming up through our system on the Giants' side.
Right.
It's just, I don't know anything about this farm system. This farm system, the idea that Farhan brought was we got to do something rather than nothing about this farm system, and he's gotten a lot of credit for that. But I don't know what they're doing. I don't know why the cast of characters that's coming down from Sacramento end up taking the bus or the Amtrak back up to Sacramento, and I really don't get what's going on there. And we need to tear down to the studs. We need some sort of blueprint. We need to understand why isn't, after 4 or 5 years, why isn't the farm system producing? We haven't heard that, and Farhan hasn't come forward and told us that. I don't know anyone associated with that program. I don't know whether or not they're the best, the worst. They're mid. We got to hear about what's going on with this farm system if it's supposed to be the gem of the new era of the franchise.
Right.
And we just don't hear about it. We hear the players' names, you know, but they really aren't doing what investing, a huge franchise's entire set of assets in a new farm system should be producing by this point. And that really is what's failing. It's all these new guys that, you know, you're supposed to be homegrown. Well, our homegrown talent isn't doing it the way that we figured it would be by 2024.
There it is.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Because we were told to be patient, Stani, and the young kids were coming.
I mean, when Farhan Zaidi got here, what was sold to the Bay Area was he will restock the farm system. And it's 2024 now. How much time does he need?
Yeah.
I mean, how much time does he get? I don't know. I don't know. And how do you even begin to pivot if you start thinking about another direction with this team? Then you got to think about maybe a new regime coming in.
Man.
Taking a step back for a couple years. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking San Francisco Giants, and they got swept yesterday by the Philadelphia Phillies, but they may have bigger issues, and the issue is non-interest. I was talking to our boss before, and he said this. He said they've checked every box of irrelevancy. He said they don't win, they're not exciting, they've made no connection with the city. the front office, nobody knows who they are. Is that the way Giants fans feel? And if that's the way, what do you do? Let's go to Scott. Scott's in San Ramon. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scotty. Hey, dude. Hey. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I look forward to the crossover as well. You guys talking about this today. Longtime Giants fan, season ticket holder from when they opened the ballpark, 2019. Fortunately, we sold our tickets. I will say this, 2022, that fantastic 107-win season was exciting, but it's just not exciting. And maybe, I'm only speaking for myself, I think the 2010, 2012, 2014 with Buster Posey and Timmy Lincecum, Brian Wilson, Sergio Romo, the whole cast and whatever, that was just so awesome. I was on the mountaintop, and I just don't know if I want to be in the valley anymore. So I just don't pay attention as much.
Yeah.
So I don't have an answer. That's just one fan's perspective, and I appreciate you guys talking about this. Thanks.
No problem. Thanks, Scott.
Damn, I can't get over the boss's comments. They've checked every box for irrelevancy. Wow. Like, that's heavy, man.
This is why I can never understand why I think there are so many Warrior fans, and I think you're one of them, who don't think this could happen to the Warriors. Like, I don't think you think the Warriors, there's any chance the Warriors, let's say after Curry, miss the playoffs 5 of 6
Joe
years.
Lacob won't let it happen. And the owner at the Giants, you spoke, Stoney's like the invisible man. I don't know who it is. How much of that is this? I don't know. Like, I know the name Johnson, and that's it, and a bunch of other. Like, that's a problem to me. I know who's running the other teams. There's a face. So what I believe to know what Joe Lacob, Stoney, is, yeah, there'll be some down times, but it's keeping them up at night.
I mean, that to me is going to be the next step for Joe Lacob, is what becomes, you know, assuming the Warriors, you know, this run is pretty much over. You know, what happens next year? Are they a playoff team, or do they miss the playoffs for the fourth time in 6 years?
Well, then, whoa.
And so Lacob's gonna be judged anew come 2028.
But he's got so much, here I go, built-in excuses, so much cushion of building this dynasty, Stoney,
Farhan didn't build
this. Can I give you a funny story real quick last night about the Warriors? I see the great Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson, shades inside. I go, Ricky, what's up? Just like this. Ricky, what's up with the Warriors? I couldn't see his eyes inside his glasses. Both hands on my shoulders. He goes, we can't win all the time, man. And I said, you know what, Ricky, I'm done. Like, he's looking at it from that spectrum of, we've got four, both hands on the, we can't win all the time. And you know what? I was good. Like, if that's how you're looking at it, I'm still hungry. Not that Ricky's not, but that's where we're at with Joe Lacob. And if it gets ugly down the road, if it continues because they've had so much success, we're 8 years out. Well, 10 years since their last championship here in San Francisco. And who saw this coming, Stoney?
Well,
maybe they gave
them. What do you mean?
You know, when they were
giving. Who saw what
coming? Getting the Giants, getting old and irrelevant fast. And now you kind of went and fixed it with Jung-Hoo Lee, Soler, Chapman. What did Norm say? Son, don't mistake activity for achievement. Just because you do something, it's got to work.
Yeah, but I think when you say
the last few years of Crawford and Bell, when you saw him getting older, it was like,
everybody saw it coming? I mean, everybody was talking about the old guys, and they probably held on to him too long.
Yeah.
And when you do that, how do you not see something like this coming? I mean, how do you not see something like this coming? Dave's in San Francisco. Hey, Dave, how you doing, man?
Hey, pretty good. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing well.
All right. Well, we're doing better than the Giants, that's for sure.
No doubt.
That's a fool.
So here are my thoughts. So they went out and they got some good ball players. in the offseason. And this team is better on paper than it was last year. Okay?
Yep.
Now, they're playing like crap now. They really are. Their fielding is horrible, and they can't hit with the you-know-what. And they just, they can't score any runs. So my question is, if they're better on paper and they picked up Chapman and they picked up Soler, they picked up Snell, they're a better team this year. And so they're not producing right now. And the question I have is that, are they going to produce as the season, progresses, or are they just going to continue to just flail away and not be really as good a team as they should be? And one other thing I got to say is their farm system, in my opinion, has actually produced some pretty good pitchers lately.
Mm.
They got good guys on the mound now, so they got a pretty good starting staff and a halfway decent bullpen. But there's no hitting coming out of Sacramento.
Right.
There's no hitters. I don't know what's going on with Ramos. Is he going to come up at some point in time this year? So those are my thoughts, guys.
Yeah. And my question to that, Steiny, is why wouldn't they come up? Why wouldn't you see what you got with those youngsters? They don't got to play every day, but damn. And I got used to watching them thinking, I told you this year before they made the announcement that Chapman was coming, okay, let's see Casey Schmidt. Let's see him. Give him the Kuminga, not the Moody, jerking him around or early Kuminga. Let's see what you have.
You cannot sign Matt Chapman and Soler and even Blake Snell and not give him a quarter of the season.
Yeah, but I agree there.
I mean, you can't. Those are you look at their guys.
They made those moves, Steiny. Yeah.
What do you mean?
I was clamoring for that before the Snell was signed, because all that came late. Chapman, too.
I mean, once
Soler.
Once you went out and got Chapman, Soler, even Jung-Hoo Lee and Snell.
Was that the best thing to do, though, now?
What do you mean?
Is it okay if I question?
Are you going to question Snell early and Chapman? Is that what you're doing?
Well, Chapman,
go ahead.
There were some warning signs last year with the messed up digit. I'm like, what are you getting out of him? And his bow mail. That's why Melvin. I don't want to say he's a made man, Steiny. He's not a bad manager, but I know he had a lot at his disposal in regard to talent with the Padres, and for whatever reason in the clubhouse, it didn't work, and he was gone. Are we so sure Bowmel can get Chapman back on track? Or Soler? Or even Snell? I don't know.
But it's early. Yeah, I don't know. The bottom line is Snell and Chapman, they have three-year deals, but they can opt out after the year. After 1 year. I mean, think about that. This wouldn't be the first time.
Either of them opting out now.
Man,
this happened with
especially Chappie.
Carlos Rodon.
Yeah,
also Gosman to a little bit of that extent.
I hated that.
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. If Blake Snell has a terrible year and is hurt all year, he's going to be on the Giants
next year. That's what Evan was saying.
If Blake Snell has a great year, he's gone. I mean, he's gone. Like, think about that.
If they don't win, though, and he gets his groove back, I'm with you, though.
I mean,
yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. My question now to Giants fans is what can this team and this organization do to reel you back in, and how long will it take? Is it possible that you're a Giants fan who's lost interest, but they could reel you back in with a 7-game win streak?
I was going to say 20-5 in the next 25. Might be around the corner.
Or would it take this team making the playoffs? Or I think for a lot of fans, it sounds like they're so disillusioned, they need more than one fluke year. Because they won 107 games a couple years back, and here they are, right where they were before the 107 win season. So one anomaly of a season doesn't recapture the fire.
Yeah,
and it could have started it. It could have jump started it.
And I don't know where they're going to be when this happens and these guys come back. But to the caller's point, Steiny, in regard to arms, you got Cobb out there and Robbie Ray whenever he's ready to go. But the point is, you want to be rolling. And right now, I didn't see this team getting off to this slow start they had, especially at the plate.
888-957-9570 is the number. What's happened to the San Francisco Giants? That's what we're talking about. And in this city, with the San Francisco 49ers and the Golden State Warriors, I mean, how long can this franchise afford to be the third wheel, to be the non-exciting team in the franchise?
Well, you're technically the only ball game in town, if we want to be honest. I know the A's are playing scrappy, but they're out of here. They turned a lot of people off the ownership. So, Steiny, they don't have to share. That's not part of the answer. Well, we got the A's, the World Series. You know what I mean? Where we got to share. The Giants should be clean, eating like fat rats.
The one-year contract guys took advantage of a desperate team. They have no connection to the city, and we feel it. And they're losing the bet on themselves. Wow, that's stated very well, 650. Is that how other Giants fans feel? I mean, I get it. Like, I think Blake Snell's a fascinating dude. I think he's a great pitcher when he's got his stuff.
Well, he didn't have his stuff last year in the first half.
But nobody.
He went on a run and won the award, but man.
But does anybody think that Snell is going to be a Giant in 3 years? 2 or 3 years even? And that's part of the problem.
And the streets say he was supposed to be in pinstripes, Donnie. Like, that's where he wanted to go.
All right. Coming up on the other side, I'll throw the number out again, 888-957-9570. We're talking about the San Francisco Giants and the big picture. They ran this town about 6 or 8 years ago. Is it even possible for them to get back to that status, if you will? What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises. That segment was also brought to you by the Alameda County Probation Department.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.